But if you close your eyes.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to This Week Again. I'm your host, Suzanne Posel. We're going to start off this show with the right-wing media's response to Hunter Biden's convictions. Move on to some hot mic action with Justice Alito and his wife, and follow all of that up with an update to our ongoing docuseries, Republicans Are Fucking Dumb. Let's begin, shall we? American voters take a gamble when they elect anyone to public office. Just ask Arizona's 9th District about their senator, who shall not be contained by just one political party. 2 years ago, and just 4 years into her term as senator, Kristen Sinema decided to announce to her constituents that she no longer identified as a progressive Democrat, and she was leaving the party to become independent. That really pissed off the progressive voters, who thought it was a great idea to put a former social worker who used her sexual preferences as a selling point in Arizona's 2018 senatorial race. Was a good choice. And now they are regretting their life choices, which brings me to another progressive Democrat who identifies as a maggot-adjacent Republican thanks to brain damage. Roll tape.
So John Fetterman went on Bill Maher's show on HBO and said something that is hilarious.
In an interview with Bill Maher, John Fetterman said that his dramatic departure from progressivism and steadfast support for Israel are related to his many health issues.
He's implying that prior to his brain troubles, he was having forced to fake being a progressive.
Bill Maher asks him whether or not his near-death experience gave him the courage that he needed to be more open and honest about his true beliefs, and this was his response. Quote, absolutely, Fetterman responded. There's a line from the first Batman. Joker's like, I've been dead once already. It's very liberating. It's freeing in a way, and I just think after beating all of that, I just really want to be able to say the things that I have to really believe in and not be afraid of if there's any kind of blowback. Maher then asked him to explain what he meant when he stated last year, I'm not a progressive, I'm just a regular Democrat, and how he separates himself from progressivism. Quote, I didn't leave the label, it left me on that, Fetterman said.
Okay, that is too fucking funny. So according to Fetterman, when you mix a propensity toward mental instability with a stroke, you get a Republican. I really don't think confirming what we all suspected is the flex that he thinks it is. Because if we're being honest, that accurately describes maggots in a hilariously stereotypical kind of way. Just like this song does.
Republicans are fucking dumb. Republicans are fucking dumb. Republicans are dumb. They are so dumb.
They really are. And this week alone, they were in rare form. For starters, Republican stupidity was on display after the news broke about Hunter Biden. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, here is a short recap.
Breaking news, a verdict in Hunter Biden's criminal trial has been reached.
The federal jury finding Hunter Biden guilty on 3 felony gun charges.
They have found him guilty on all 3 charges.
The president's son walking out of the courtroom earlier today, a convicted felon.
President Biden's son now facing potential jail time.
It is the first time in American history that an immediate family member of a sitting U.S. president was convicted of a crime.
Perhaps historic, I might add, for all the wrong reasons. See, Hunter, being a drug addict at the time, wasn't supposed to have a gun, and he knew this, but he lied on his background check so he could get a gun. So basically, Hunter was convicted of 2 counts for lying on a federal form and then for possession while being an addict once he received possession of the gun. And for all of that, Hunter is now facing 20 years in prison. And I gotta say, that sucks for the Bidens. but not for right-wing media, who wasted absolutely no time going full tinfoil hat over Hunter, now being three times a convict.
For years, the Bidens have been able to escape any legal accountability for their sleazy, corrupt conduct. But today, their luck ran out. At least Hunter's did.
Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeting, quote, Hunter Biden just became the deep state sacrificial lamb to show that justice is balanced.
Hunter is them sacrificing a useless pawn.
This is the decoy that they can say there's equal justice under the law.
Just because one Democrat was convicted doesn't mean the American legal system isn't being abused.
This entire trial has been a major distraction from the real crimes of the corrupt Biden crime family.
This is part of a cover-up.
I actually believe that the DOJ is prosecuting this gun crime so that they don't have to go after the crimes that lead directly to Joe.
Hunter's going to jail so Joe doesn't have to.
Is Hunter Biden taking the fall to save his dad?
It sure looks like that.
Oh, does it now? The worst doctor named Phil to ever comment on a subject that he knows absolutely nothing about, which is becoming his thing if you didn't notice. But anywho, I didn't know if you were keeping score, but I counted three conspiracies, perhaps one for each of Hunter's convictions. First, the maggots said Hunter is a sacrificial lamb, which is a cute biblical reference, but not at all the burn that they think it is. Because this theocratic scenario, that would make Hunter Jesus and Joe Biden would be God, because that's how the story goes, right? Or did little Miss Butchbody from Georgia not think this all the way through, which she's been known to do quite often, I might add. Either way, the right-wing media didn't stop with Christian Idiocracy and made a second attempt to process Hunter's conviction with the old, it's a distraction, because nothing says ignorance is bliss more than yelling squirrel whenever the thing that you wanted to happen actually happens. Because dumb things always happen in threes, we also got the Hunter conviction and his going to jail is all just a cover-up so Joe doesn't have to do any time at Camp Cupcake. And I guess all of this just goes to show you can't make a moron happy. Oh, and while we're on the subject of happy, stupid people laughing, Mary Ann Alito, the flag-loving wife of Supreme Court Jester Samuel Alito, was recently caught on tape Karening all over a rich people get-together thanks to the bravery of one progressive activist and documentarian, Ms. Lauren Windsor. Roll tape.
You know what I want? I want a Sacred Heart of Jesus flag because I have to look across the lagoon at the Pride flag for the next month.
Exactly.
And he's like, oh, please don't put up a flag. I said, I won't do it because I'm deferring to you. But when you are free of this nonsense, I'm putting it up and I'm going to send them a message every day. Maybe every week I'll be changing the flags. There'll be all kinds. I made a flag in my head. This is how I satisfy myself. I made a flag. It's white and it's yellow and orange flames around it. And in the middle is the word vergogna. Vergogna in Italian means shame.
Holy arts and crafts, Batman. This woman is Joker camp at its worst. Need I remind all of you, not so Mary Ann Alito made headlines recently and caused trouble for her feckless husband over flags. And now she thinks she's a flag designer because she drove by a Hobby Lobby once, allegedly. But if you think this would-be Susan B. Anthony is going to quench her thirst for vengeance by just waving terrorism from her front lawn, you got another thing coming. Because this bitch has plans for all those meddling reporters who reported on her latest obsession.
I'm a huge fan of yours, and everything that you're going through, I just want to tell you that, like,
it's okay. It's okay.
It's not okay, though. It's not okay.
It's okay. It's okay because if they come back to me, I'll get them.
I'm going to be liberated, and I'm going to get them. Oh, there's a 5-year defamation statute of limitations.
I don't know what you mean by they, like oh, okay.
Come on. Come on, I'll get you. Come on.
Oh, I bet you think you are. Sounds like Mary, quite fucking scary, has placed all of her thoughts and prayers on barbecue Brutus getting back into the White House so she can sue the media for defamation or libel or slander or whatever sticks. Whatever complaint she can get a judge to take seriously, like her husband pretends to do with her on a daily basis. Even though Supreme Court Justice Sammy's views really don't deviate all that much from his wife's. For example, here's Samuel's take on why Christians just can't live if living is alongside everyone else.
Another day, another reason to have profound and deep fear and doubt in Justice Samuel Alito's ability to be fair and impartial on the United States Supreme Court.
Blockbuster new audio from progressive activist and documentarian Lauren Windsor. Ms. Windsor spoke to Justice Alito at the Supreme Court Historical Society's annual dinner earlier this month, where she asked him about political polarization.
As a Catholic, I don't know that we can negotiate with the left in the way that, like, needs to happen for the polarization to end. I think that it's a matter of, like, winning.
I think you're probably right. I mean, one side or the other is going to win. I don't know. I mean, there can be a way of living together peacefully, but it's difficult, you know, because there are differences on fundamental things that really can't be compromised. So it's not like we're going to split the difference.
And that's what I'm saying. I think that the solution really is, like, winning the moral argument. People in this country who believe in God have got to keep fighting for that, to return our country to a place of godliness.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah, we all knew this, but hearing him say it, it just hits different. It is clear Alito, along with the other maggots on the Supreme disaster, ask themselves on the daily, what would Republican Jesus do? But especially before taking away the rights to a woman having an abortion or access to mifepristone, kicking that back to the states because we all know what they're going to do with it. Because Republicans are fucking dumb and don't know that you need to have standing in order to file a suit against something, you know, but I digress. If everything I've presented so far does not convince you that Republicans are fucking dumb, I've got some more stupidity that only the party of defund the Department of Education can bring. Here's the bleach blonde from Georgia herself yelling into a microphone at a Las Vegas rally for the convicted felon for president.
No, it is bullshit. And you want to know something? We aren't going to tolerate it. The Democrats and the fake news media want to constantly talk about, oh, President Trump is a convicted felon. Well, you want to know something? The man that I worship is also a convicted felon. Because I work with the Democrats, I listen to them every single day. They're going to raise your taxes. They're going to destroy generational wealth. That's right, you're going to be broke. And you think gas prices are high now? Just wait until you're forced to drive an electric vehicle.
What? And if the nonsense that came out of the Paleolithic excuse for a member of Congress from Georgia isn't a reason to stay in school, then I honestly don't know what is. I would like to say that it was the 111 degree heat that was maybe making this woman's brain melt or swell up, causing her to say all sorts of stupid things. But honestly, that's how she speaks on any day ending in a Y. But the fun didn't stop there, kiddies. The 34 times convicted kerfuffle had a lot of incoherent things to say to his overheated crowd. Like this hypo-nonsensical old man rambling about a boat, a shark, and electricity.
So I said, let me ask you a question. And he said, nobody ever asked this question. And it must be because of MIT, my relationship to MIT. I say, what would happen if the boat sank from its weight and you're in the boat and you have this tremendously powerful battery and the battery is now underwater and there's a shark that's approximately 10 yards over there. By the way, a lot of shark attacks lately. Do you notice that? A lot of shark. So there's a shark 10 yards away from the boat, 10 yards. Do I get electrocuted if the boat is sinking, water goes over the battery, the boat is sinking? Do I stay on top of the boat and get electrocuted? Or do I jump over by the shark and not get electrocuted? Because I will tell you, he didn't know the answer. He said, you know, nobody's ever asked me that question. I said, I think it's a good question. I think there's a lot of electric current coming through that water. But you know what I'd do if there was a shark or you get electrocuted? I'll take electrocution every single time.
Well, you heard the convicted felon. Electric boat batteries cannot go in the water because if they do, they'll electrify the water and then you'll be burnt to a crisp. Never mind the fact that we have been using electric boat batteries for over 120 years, with the first being used in 1885 by a French inventor named Gustave Trouvot. Now, according to Orange Felonius, we've got to do something about these electric batteries. Of course, we also have to do something about the windmills because they're driving the whales just a little batty. Got to do something about all of that. But if we're being honest, Cognitive Decline Don isn't trying to be the first convicted felon to, you know, be president of the United States because he gives a shit about the poorly educated. Because he doesn't. And that's not just me talking. Mayor McTreason himself said this to the crowd of overcooked sycophants. Roll tape.
Donald Trump rallied supporters in Vegas over the weekend, promising to eliminate taxes on tips for hospitality workers while also going after the teleprompter operator, complaining about the heat, and criticizing the southern border when he killed the bipartisan border deal.
Are the teleprompters not working, sir? Not even a little bit. Great job. And then I don't pay the company that does it, right? And then I end up with a story Trump doesn't pay. I don't pay contractors that do a job. And that's a job. That's a This is the worst border in the history of the world. There's never been. No third world country has a border like that. And no third world, I tell you what, and I hope the military revolts at the voting booth. It's 110. Everybody was so worried yesterday about you, and they never mentioned me. I'm up here sweating like a dog. You feel the breeze? Because I don't want anybody going on me. We need every voter. I don't care about you. I just want your vote. I don't care.
You know, I can't say I didn't know that for a fact. I just know that hearing Eric's dad say it out loud just makes it truer. And it was just after Donnie Kahn made that confession in 111 degree heat in Las Vegas that his crowd started to get just a little smaller. Maggots in droves began to suddenly leave the rally, which prompted news media to speculate that Loose Lips Don's "I only want your vote" comment was a bridge too far for his supporters. But oh, they were so wrong.
Well, Donald Trump had a rally yesterday in Las Vegas, but guess what he got caught doing again? Paying for people to go to his stupid rally. Paid to attend Trump rally in Sunset Park. Looking for someone to attend the Trump rally on Sunday. It would be a marketing promo, so we would ask you to wear the shirt of the brand and also carry a sign. Bonus payment, $50 if you wind up on the broadcast. Looking up shirts plus signs plus attending costs of event. A total of 3 to 4 hours of work for a $75 flat payment with a $50 bonus potential if you get caught on television.
That's right, folks. The Trumplicans leaving the rally early were paid to be there and collectively agreed that 3 hours was all they could take for $75. And I don't blame them at all. Of course, it's a well-known secret. Donnie Small Crowds has been known to pay people to attend his rallies, so they look bigger than they normally would. Remember the Auto Workers Union rally Mine Incompetent went to in Michigan back in 2023? That was neither a union rally, nor were actual auto workers in attendance.
He instead went to a non-union auto parts facility. And while his campaign tried to convince people to say that he was there speaking to striking auto workers, or at least he was speaking to auto workers, the problem was that real reporters actually went to the event. And they realized quickly that this was a facility that doesn't have anybody in a union. And so this was the Detroit News the next day. quote, one individual in the crowd who held a sign that said union members for Trump acknowledged to a Detroit News reporter that she was not a union member. Another person with a sign that read auto workers for Trump, when asked for an interview, said that he wasn't an auto worker. He's trying to look like he was supporting the union, but he's at a non-union facility that he filled with people who were given signs and effectively told to pretend to be union workers or even to pretend to be auto workers when they were no such thing. He did a fake event. The whole thing was fake. And then it was in the Detroit press the next day that it was fake.
Because anyone with half a brain cell, which, by the way, is half a brain cell more than a Trumpster has, knows when something is not real. And when it comes to Genghis Khan's rallies, nothing could be further from reality. But if you think this is just two examples and they don't really represent the totality of the huge crowds that attend a broke-ass billionaire's rally, may I present to you a third time's the charm by going all the way back to the beginning. In the long ago time of 2015, a lumbering lardass was brought slowly down from his overvalued tower on a gold-plated escalator to announce his desire to occupy the White House to a crowd that was paid to be there.
Evidence that the Donald Trump presidential campaign launch seemed to be the first presidential campaign launch in U.S. history where the candidate actually had to pay actors to show up and pretend to be supporters. First of all, CNN had reported on the day of the announcement that, weirdly, somebody who appeared to be part of the event was out on the street in front of Trump Tower carnival barking to try to build up the crowd. We had sent a producer to the event, heard people in the VIP section talking about how this supposed crowd of Trump supporters actually included a considerable number of people who were being paid to be there. A Hollywood Reporter actually got its hand on an email sent out by a company called Extra Mile Casting. This is a company that provides extras. It was an email blast sent out to their list of actors. It said, "Hi there, I'm at a big event happening Tuesday, June 16th. This is an event in support of Donald Trump in an upcoming exciting announcement he'll be making at this event. We're looking to cast people for the event to wear t-shirts and carry signs and help cheer him in support of his announcement. The rate for this event is $50 cash."
Damn. Paying actors to pretend to be supporters was cheaper back in 2015. The fraud father paid $50 per head for a fake crowd 9 years ago, but now in 2024, he's got to pay $75. Well, I guess inflation is affecting everyone. And in take your favorite felon to work news, the Republicans on Capitol Hill had a special day for the 34 times a convicted felon cheater Von Dictator, because why the fuck not?
Former President Donald Trump is meeting with congressional Republicans up on Capitol Hill. Today's visit is apparently the first time Trump has stepped foot on the Hill since sending a mob of his supporters to fight like hell, as he said it, on January 6th.
The first test of how Republicans will embrace and fog his guilty conviction for 34 counts of falsifying business records.
Today, they're welcoming back to Washington with open arms, despite the fact that he put their lives in jeopardy when he refused to call off the mob as his supporters stormed the Capitol, hunted for lawmakers, and erected gallows.
When he walked into this meeting with his Republican colleagues, they sang happy birthday to the former president. They also gave him a baseball to sort of celebrate him coming into the room after the congressional baseball game.
Sources inside the room tell us it was a typical Trump performance, bragging about his polls, attacking Republicans who have opposed him, questioning why Taylor Swift would support a Democrat.
Apparently, the former president made reference to Hannibal Lecter and said, "Nice guy," quote, "he even had a friend over for dinner."
At one point, he even talked about Nancy Pelosi's daughter, saying that her daughter had told him in a different lifetime she, Nancy Pelosi, and Donald Trump would have had a great romance.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, your tax dollars hard at work, providing aid and comfort to the orange-bellied chicken shit in what can only be described as Take Your Favorite Felon to Work Day. Republicans never minded that this leaning tower of sedition was sitting at a dining table throwing ketchup at the walls while his angry mob of fourth meal warriors stormed the Capitol, smeared their shit on the walls, and erected a gallows for former VP Mike I regret all of my life choices Pence. All just water under the bridge for those Republicans who sprinted through the halls for their lives and hid in undisclosed hiding rooms. And all just in time, because this is an election year, folks. Their presidential candidate is a convicted felon 34 times over. And you know, it has been said many times, but it bears repeating.
Republicans are fucking dumb. Republicans are fucking dumb. Republicans are dumb. They are so dumb.
And that is all I have to say about that. New episodes of This Week Again air every Sunday. Oh, and don't forget, Sundays at 6 p.m. Ohio time, you can re-listen to this very show on Crowtown Radio. You can also follow This Week Again on social media, wherever you can find us. And we're always available for your listening pleasure on places like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audible, Amazon Music, or basically wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Tadur for now.